The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1979, the long-abandoned Skylab space station came crashing down to Earth. Destination, the Australian outback.
CBS News. Skylab has perhaps less than an hour left to fly, and space controllers say they've given the 77-ton vehicle another 18 minutes of life, which they hope will loft its molten wreckage safely beyond populated areas. Skylab has just passed the coast of Australia, heading north and east toward the vicinity of Seattle, Washington. If predictions hold, the space lab has no more than 40 or 50 minutes left in orbit.
Skylab now is out over the North Atlantic. It has cleared the North American continent, passed over Canada several minutes ago. And the Bermuda tracking station did have acquisition on it. That means that it was still intact when it went by the Bermuda tracking station. It's now heading on down to the Atlantic on what should be its final orbit, and they will have another chance to get a look at it as it goes over the Ascension Island tracking station. That's in the South Atlantic between South America and Africa.
Breeze again. 42 degrees, 87 minutes south. 105 degrees, 97 minutes east, in the southern Indian Ocean, southwest of the coast of Australia.
And the mission ending within the parameters of the last prediction that the space agency scientists made for the final decay of the orbit and the re-entry through the atmosphere and the breakup. Nobody was hurt, nothing was hit, Skylab has ended. This has been a CBS News special report on the fall of Skylab.
Skylab has apparently dropped a number of fragments on some of the smaller towns in that country's far southwest. From reports still being checked, places like Kalgoorlie, for example, have 20 or so pieces.
So you haven't heard of any injuries or anything like that, and or actually no objects actually hitting the ground in Australia?
No, so far not yet. It seems actually a bit confusing in that objects passing overhead and yet an impact point in the ocean some distance from the Western Australian coast.
Skylab dead after 34,981 trips around the Earth.
The huge station, which started life as the third stage of a Saturn V rocket and hadn't been occupied since 1974, burned up in Earth's atmosphere, though a few pieces were large enough to hit the ground down under. No one was hurt, but NASA was ticketed for littering. Born on this day in 1920, Yul Brynner.
Give this boy a bib. He needs his mama.
You talk too much.
You say something, boy.
I said you talk too much.
I had to make me shut up.
Actor Bruce McGill was born in 1950.
Where's General Haig?
General Haig was killed in our last firefight. We were coming back from a meeting with some officials on Orion 7 when we were ambushed. He was on his way to the command deck when we were hit amidships. In his absence, I've tried to carry on as best I can. Between this and what's been going on back home, the crew is just stunned.
The star of Red Dwarf, Craig Charles, was born in 1964.
Look, nothing's going to happen. They're just here as a precaution. The whole ship's full of fail-safes anyway.
coolant systems, containment panels, vacuum shields. The actual chances of it blowing are about one in... one.
Heroes star Greg Grunberg was born in 1966. Michael Rosenbaum, who played Lex Luthor in Smallville, was born in 1972. Jessica Jones cast member Rachel Taylor was born today in 1984. On this day in 1989, Sir Laurence Olivier died. Gary Kildall, creator of the CPM operating system, died in 1994. And actor Bernard Hughes died in 2006. You might remember him as the mentor in the 80s fantasy series Mr. Merlin, or from his role in Tron.
I can't stand all this commotion. What do you want?
I've come to communicate with my user.
Difficult proposition. Difficult proposition at best. Why, I could be Derez just for letting you in here. They hate this tower. They'd close it down if they dared. They keep me around just in case one of them wants to deal with the other world once in a while.
Dumont! My user has information that could... well, could make this free system again. No, really. Well, you'd have programs lined up just to use this place. And no MCP looking over your shoulder.
And you've been in the system as long as I have. You hear many promises, many reassurances, many brave plans.
Please, Dumont. The guards are coming.
The final project manager of NASA's Galileo mission to Jupiter, Dr. Claudia Alexander, died on this day in 2015. She also participated in the European Rosetta mission to a comet. In 2015, having been in charge of Nintendo for only a few years, Satoru Iwata died, leaving the CEO's office empty at Nintendo. His time as an executive had seen the launch of the Wii and the Nintendo DS. In his previous career as a programmer and producer, he had shaped the course of numerous popular Nintendo franchises, including Super Smash Bros., Pokemon, Kirby, and Earthbound. In 1987, just 3 months after going on the air, the Fox Network launched its first genre series, Werewolf.
Here, tell me what's going on, Ted. I mean, sitting in the dark like some lunatic with a gun, looking like you're planning to kill somebody.
I already have.
What, you're trying to tell me you had something to do with it? You're this crazy killer going around dismembering people.
It is me. Well, it's not me. But I did this.
And in 1988, the makers of ColecoVision said, game over! But despite the multi-million-dollar losses Coleco suffered from the early 80s video game industry crash, it was neither ColecoVision nor the buggy Atom home computer that caused the company to go under. In the wake of the video game business going bust, Coleco put almost all of its eggs in the only other basket it had left, the Cabbage Patch Kids dolls. And now time had run out for the Cabbage Patch craze as well. On this day in 1997, though the story differs among the people involved as to why, Claudia Christian's contract expired on the eve of production of Babylon 5's fifth season, and the show's producers created a new character to fill the gap. And in 2004, 4,400 people abducted by UFOs were returned to Earth as the series The 4400 kicked off.
Tom, do you have any idea what I'm wading through here? I have over 4,000 people that stepped out of a ball of light and landed in my lap. Some of them have been gone 60 years. None of them have any memory of what happened to them. And you want me to drop everything because you want back
in. I can help.
I needed help from you before. When Home Sec asked me who I wanted to bring over from the Bureau, your name was at the top of the list. What'd I get from you?
5 months.
5 months. And then an indefinite leave of absence. You made fools out of both of us.
I needed to find the truth about what happened to my son.
And you still do. And that's the reason you want back in, because your nephew is one of the returnees.
Look, I admit, I have a personal stake in this. That's why I'll come through for you. I need answers, too.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. Their select game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Cain.
Where's General Haig?
General Haig is doing Deep Space Nine. It seems he was double booked by his agent and there was nothing to be done. So you'll have to do with me, sir.